Friday and a Morris Minor out in the back. But I was mad for jigs and reels, drinking dirty big pints of stuff.
Good morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman for Life, Don Paul Brown, but you can just call me Don. And the song you just heard was The Funky Kay Lee by Black 47 as we start this March, Irish American Heritage Month. And if there was anyone born and raised in Waukesha that was also born to do The Funky Kay Lee, it's our mayor, Sean Riley, who is our guest this morning. And again, since it is Irish American Heritage Month, we'll be talking about the Riley family's legacy here in Waukesha, as well as their ties to the old sod. And of course, we'll be talking about Mayor Riley's own legacy as he seeks his third term for mayor in next month's election, which I believe is 1 month from today, against challenger Lisa Salb. Sean, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Great to be here.
Good. And just fair warning, you know, Sean came with two legal pads filled with notes. So it's going to be Jason and I have our work cut out for us. But first, quite a lot going on here in Waukesha. As you can hear the sirens behind me and, you know, hope everything goes well for the fire trucks going through. But 11 o'clock after this show is over, Hawes is having their sixth annual bags tournament. $10 donations for spectators. The playing field's already full. But with your donation, you get a Bloody Mary bar and lunch. And that's over at Serve Pro, 1416 Poplar Drive, Suites A and B. So check that out and support a great cause for animal welfare. So terrific. So anyway, with this beautiful Saturday where it's supposed to get into the 60s, there's also our vintage shop hop that includes our very own burlap and lace here on Main Street that features crafts from over 80 artisans. And then following that, we have the Get Lucky Waukesha Art Crawl from 4 to 9 here in downtown, presented by the Waukesha West End Artists. So, and then if that's not enough, our Waukesha South Black Shirt Players Drama Club is having their production of the Disney High School Musical on stage tonight at 7 p.m. But you can also see them tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Waukesha South High School. And something else going on tonight at Waukesha South, our men's varsity basketball team has advanced to the next round of the playoffs after beating Geneva Badger High 70-44 last night. They're back tonight at 7 p.m. and will be playing against Racine Horlick. If they win again, they'll advance to further playoff action next Thursday at a neutral location. So you're all invited to join us at what is perhaps the greatest, the most exciting story in Waukesha life this year, the Blackshirts men's varsity basketball team. And congrats again to Bo Richter and his men on a great year so far. So now back to Mayor Riley. What will you be doing today with everything going on?
Putting in signs today and then going to La Casa's gala tonight. I'm real stoked about having nice warm weather.
Fantastic. That's great.
It's also great for the art crawl, yep, too.
And then also thanks for mentioning La Casa's gala, La Casa de Esperanza. And I think there still may be tickets available. So definitely reach out to them. And I'll actually be there with my wife, Melissa, who works there in the first couple hours volunteering and setting up. Unfortunately, we won't be able to stay because we'll be at the men's basketball game tonight because our son Evan has been asked to suit up with the varsity team. And so obviously a big thrill for our family to have our sophomore helping out the varsity kids tonight. So, but back to the mayor. This is your time. So we're going to start out real easy, or not really easy, maybe an open-ended question. What would you say are your greatest accomplishments as mayor?
Number one is going to be Waukesha obtaining Great Lakes water. That's what I ran on, and it's after we got approved by the Compact Council, I had so many people come up to me and tell me they never thought that would work. To have that happen, for me, that's, like I said, that's the reason I ran, and it was something that I think it's going to be helping Waukesha for 100 years and more. And we were in a position where our present water source was not sustainable, and we had to find a different water source. And the best water source was the Great Lakes. It's expensive, but any other source of water would have cost the same, and it wouldn't have been as useful to the city, it probably would, we probably would have had to pay for it.
Sure.
Twice. Successes, other successes, well, we got a new city hall, which was 12 years of study before the decision was made to go with that. And I actually want to interject here, too. These aren't really, you know, you can't, the mayor can't say they're just his successes. They are successes of the city. The mayor plays a part, but it doesn't, Don, you know, the aldermen, the alder people play a huge part in that. They, the decisions are made by the aldermen, and the mayor either goes along for the ride or leads people. But all these successes of the city of Waukesha are not successes just of the mayor. I guess I want to say that. Our 125th events this year were phenomenal, or last year, I should say. Tribute Tuesdays. I could take up all your time.
Just Yeah. You know, keep going.
The Whiffy loan that we received money at, I know it's less than 2% for 40 years to help pay for the water project. I do feel like I did play a big part in that. Went to DC a couple times and worked on that pretty hard. New Buckner Park, renovated Buckner Park. Our streets, I don't think people remember what downtown looked like prior to 2013 and 14. The streets were in bad shape, and now we have all new streetscapes downtown. Park improvements have been phenomenal. New baseball field at Frank Park, new soccer field with turf in both those places at Mindiola. The library renovation is going on now, and that's important because the library would be so much more useful. People still check out books, but the library is a meeting place, and you need, and we're getting bigger meeting rooms and actually a number of different meeting rooms, and it's going to be more versatile. Clean water plant updates. The pandemic was difficult for the city, but I think we did a good job. We also, the city itself provided over $500,000 in grants to local businesses to keep them going during that. So our health clinic, which was in 2014, 2015, we share a health clinic right now with the county and the city. And what's nice about that, we're saving about $1 million per year in health care costs through that health care clinic.
I remember learning about that in HR committee. Yeah, it is definitely, and that's becoming a bigger thing too with healthcare and what we can do at the local level to move closer to value. So thanks for mentioning that. Next question is, why did you decide to run back in 2014? And why are you, why do you want to run for a third term?
Well, I already alluded to it. I decided to run because of the situation with Waukesha getting water through the compact. And there was something, so I have an environmental studies background, and doesn't mean that I'm a hard environmentalist, but what it means is I look at how to best work in our environment. And to me, once again, having water coming from the Great Lakes, returning to the Great Lakes, really was the only safe, sustainable solution. And our prior mayor was waffling on it. In fact, the DNR had even said, we're not gonna continue looking at your application until the city itself can make a decision as to whether they're gonna go through it or not go through it. So for me, that was really, really important. And I ran to get water for Waukesha. But I was also running on my experience. So I've been involved in municipalities for over 30 years. As a municipal attorney, and then as a mayor. So I think I'm well suited for this job. I have a lot of knowledge and experience in it. And I love Waukesha. It's my hometown, it's where I grew up, and I think it's a phenomenal place to live, and it's always getting better, and I wanna be part of that.
Sure. You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that you're a lifer here, because I was looking at your background, and you did your undergrad at Madison, your undergrad, excuse me, and then you went to Lewis and Clark, and he might have been part of the Madison Underground.
I was wondering, Don, when you said underground, I was like, "Where is this thing going?" Okay, well,
But he did choose to go to law school in the Pacific Northwest at Lewis and Clark. And you know, what prompted you to go there to pursue a law degree? And did you think about staying? Now, how beautiful it is in that part of the world.
Answer is yes. And the reason I went there was I was working in construction in San Diego. I graduated from college from UW-Madison in 1983. And there weren't any jobs. There really weren't any jobs, and I ended up moving out there with a friend without any prospects whatsoever. But the first day I was there, I got a job working construction. I worked construction out in San Diego for about 2.5-3 years. And during that time, I took the LSAT, the law school admission test. And I did well in it, but my plan was to move back to Wisconsin and go to UW-Madison for law school, get residency so I wouldn't have to pay out-of-state tuition.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I took the test, and schools would ask you to fill out applications to go there, and they waived their fees in a lot of cases. And Lewis and Clark was one of the schools that waived their fees. So I applied, not really intending to go there, but the Pacific Northwest to me sounded, I knew it was a phenomenal, beautiful place to visit and to live. And it was also an environmental law school. So the day that I received I made the decision to go to Lewis and Clark was I injured myself working, and I won't describe it because it's pretty brutal and I don't think people want to listen to it.
Sure.
But I got home, I'm sitting in an easy chair, the phone rings, and probably college student is on the phone, says, "This is so-and-so from Lewis and Clark School of Law, and we accepted your application, and we'd like you to go to school here, and we'll give you a scholarship. They'll pay half the costs." And and I said, "Sure." And she was pretty much flabbergasted. She goes, "I have no idea what to say now. We thought I'd just give you the information and you'd make a decision and come back to us." But
that's
like 2 weeks later, I packed up my car and went to law school at Lewis and Clark.
Sounds great.
And enjoyed Portland, but when I was finished, I missed Wisconsin. I missed Waukesha. My dad has a law firm.
Sounds great.
I had a law firm here in downtown Waukesha.
Perfect. So, well, hey, well, don't miss the rest of this this show with Mayor Sean Riley. Stick around. We'll be back.
Well, I